The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You can see NASA's retired space shuttles at several museums around the country, but there are some shuttle artifacts that NASA has kept locked away until now.
When they first enter the exhibit, I want them to feel the presence of the crew.
More after this from Charlie. NASA lost two space shuttles, Challenger.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
And Columbia.
I believe you're seeing the spacecraft breaking apart.
The wreckage from those disasters was collected and locked away until NASA officials finally decided it was time to let people see for themselves the kind of courage it takes to be an astronaut.
These are the windows of Columbia. These are the eyes of Columbia.
Mike Schinelli was an engineer working on Columbia's last flight. He took CBS's Mark Albert on a tour of the new Forever Remembered exhibit at the Kennedy Space Center, which includes the charred remains of a windshield.
It almost looks like there's still mud and grass caked in the windows.
And there is. Those pieces of mud and dirt and grass are actually what happened during impact on the ground.
You didn't clean it up?
Didn't clean it up.
Columbia was 16 minutes from touchdown on February 1st, 2003, when a breach in the heat shield caused it to disintegrate. As for Challenger, which exploded shortly after liftoff, only one piece is on display, an intact piece of the fuselage bearing the American flag. It had been stored underground since 1986.
When you saw that piece, what did you think?
My heart fluttered. We saw a little piece of red.
The red of the flag.
The red of the flag. And then dusting that off, you could just see the flag come more into view. And then we knew we had it. This was the piece.
As for why do this, why open old wounds, Bob Cabana, who flew on the Columbia and is now the director of the Kennedy Space Center, said that's who we are.
I don't think it opens a wound. It's our history. It says who we are as a nation, that we don't let adversity stop us.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.